And it was just really a big fireball just shooting way up in the sky.
Thick black smoke poured into the sky, causing Contra Costa County to order people inside and close their windows. An HIV-positive ninth grader in Pennsylvania who sued a private school there because it wouldn't admit him has now received an offer of admissions from the school. His lawyer says nice, but doesn't settle the case. The Milton Hershey School says it reevaluated its denial after getting an opinion from the Justice Department. This is NBC News Radio. Italy's recession has deepened. Its economy has shrunk for the fourth quarter in a row. Tropical storm Ernesto doused Honduras and Belize with rain as it churns through the western Caribbean today. Still expected to become a hurricane later today before hitting the Yucatan Peninsula. In California, a woman tried to take a newborn from a hospital. Dressed in scrubs, she took the baby girl from the mother's hospital room, put it in a tote bag, but was stopped when a sensor attached to the baby alerted employees. In Michigan, Congressman John Conyers is seeking the Democratic nomination for a 25th term today. And Elton John has blasted Madonna again, adding fuel to their long-standing feud. He told an Australian TV channel that her career is over, called her current tour a disaster, and compared her to a fairground stripper. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Micro talks with a real Ford service advisor.
Say hi to Fiona. Why would I bring my vehicle here for service?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
Get a high-performance Motorcraft Tested Tough Plus or Tested Tough Max battery with a $25 mail-in rebate.
So when you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership for service, we can very likely see you. Fiona.
First phase of the service drive.
See participating Ford dealer for rebate details or visit FordOwner.com through 83112.
Two automakers whose cars typically enjoy glowing reviews from Consumer Reports have now made the naughty list. Consumer Reports is out with its newest list of five popular cars to avoid. They include the Honda Civic and the Toyota Prius C. Both perform poorly in quality tests, the magazine says. Also on the cars to avoid list, the Jeep Liberty, Dodge Grand Caravan, and Ford Edge V6. The bankrupt parent of American Airlines is facing fines of more than $162 million. This stemming from what the FAA says are safety and maintenance violations. As Apple argues in court that Samsung ripped off the design of its mobile products, the company's working relationship with rival Google is also getting worse. Apple says its license for YouTube has expired, which means that Google's YouTube app will not be offered as part of Apple's mobile operating system anymore. Stock markets up around most of the globe. S&P futures are gaining 2 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Friends help keep friends safe. My Friends Weather on weather.com lets you do just that. A brand new feature that links local weather conditions with your Facebook friends' locations and alerts you when someone is in the path of a dangerous storm. Just click and post a warning directly to their Facebook timeline. When severe weather threatens, My Friends Weather is a quick, smart way to be there for those you care about. Friends help keep friends safe. Sign up now for My Friends Weather on weather.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Grab your lunch pail and hard hat and get ready to punch in.
This show is for the hardworking people who stand together strong
and fight for fairness, equality, and a better way of life for all. First Shift proudly stands with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters today
in a show of solidarity. Now, live
from Shanty Creek Resort,
it's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And good morning, everybody. I am Tony Trupiano. A pleasure to be with you from the glorious Shanty Creek Resort in Bel Air, Michigan. This is definitely not a place where a lot of the 99% are hanging out, but this week that's true. Actually, that's not true, because a lot of the people here, especially the Teamsters, are in the 99%. But it's always fun to see how the other half lives, at least temporarily. What a beautiful place, and I'm going to miss it. I'll be heading home as of post-show speech today, so I would imagine I'll be on the road by noon. And then back home comfortably to do what? To vote in today's primary election. Are you all ready for that? I am. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm thrilled. I'm honored. I cannot wait to exercise my democratic rights to vote. And now that PA4 is, for all intents and purposes, behind us, well, you know what? It means that it even matters that much more, although my community isn't under an emergency manager in any way. And we actually revert back to emergency financial managers under Public Act 72. So all is good in the world. Are you going to go out and vote today? There's only one way to answer that question, and it's yes. I mentioned this yesterday. The powers that be, if you will, are saying that 25% or less of the electorate will be voting today in the state of Michigan. Let's prove them wrong. You know, in a general election, we're lucky to get 50%, which blows my mind as well. I just don't know what it takes to motivate people. I mean, if you're happy with the way things are, then you'd want to vote to keep them the same. If you're unhappy with the way things are, then you'd want to vote to change them, right? I mean, this just makes sense. So it's ridiculous to presume in any way, shape, or form that not voting is somehow a positive thing. You just have to do it. You really just have to do it. So can't exclaim enough how important it is for you to get out and vote today. And speaking of voting, in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with activist and Wayne State professor Jocelyn Benson from Project Vote about perhaps some new voter suppression bills that are making their way through the state house again. As you know, Governor Snyder vetoed a series of bills that would have been disastrous for the voters of the state of Michigan.
Parent of American Airlines is facing. Reports say proposed and potential penalties from the FDA for issues such as lapse safety and maintenance could total more than $162 million.
First, Apple announced it will replace Google's mapping service on its iPhones and iPads with one it is developing. Now comes word Apple is letting a license agreement for Google's YouTube app expire. That means Apple will replace the YouTube app with something of its own making for its next operating system. These Google issues come as its Android system becomes a bigger rival to Apple. S&P futures gaining 5 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Friends help keep friends safe. My Friends Weather on weather.com lets you do just that. A brand new feature that links local weather conditions with your Facebook friends' locations and alerts you when someone is in the path of a dangerous storm. Just click and post a warning directly to their Facebook timeline. When severe weather threatens, My Friends Weather is a quick, smart way to be there for those you care about. Friends help keep friends safe. Sign up now for My Friends Weather on weather.com.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance or savings or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Micro talks with a real Ford service advisor.
Say hi to Fiona. Why would I bring my vehicle here for service?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle is being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
Get a high-performance Motorcraft Tested Tough Plus or Tested Tough Max battery with a $25 mail-in rebate.
So when you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership for service, we can very likely see you. Fiona.
First phase of the service drive.
See participating Ford dealer for rebate details or visit FordOwner.com through 831.
Grab your lunch pail and hard hat and get ready to punch in.
This show is for the hardworking people who stand together strong
and fight for fairness, equality, and a better way of life for all. First Shift proudly stands with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters today in a show of solidarity. Now, live
from Shanty Creek Resorts,
it's First Shift with Tony Giuliano.
And welcome back. It is First Shift with Tony Trupiano, live at Shanty Creek Resort. All of that happens to be true. I'll be unfortunately leaving today, and this is not going to be an easy place to leave. It's beautiful here. My brothers and sisters with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters have treated me awfully well. Not that I don't get treated well at home, but I assure you it is a little different here, and I've enjoyed being here. Although I am, and I'll if you're just joining us, I'll remind you one more time, today is Election Day. It is a primary election day throughout the state of Michigan, and there are some things that need to be dealt with today in your communities. Millage issues, the DIA vote is today, and I'm going to encourage you to vote yes on that. Obviously, as we just talked with Congressman Gary Peters, we talked with candidate Jim Peterson in the last hour. These are big days, and a lot of these districts, what happens today will be the result of the general election as well. Many of these districts lean either solidly Democrat or solidly Republican, and as a result of that, whoever wins in the primary normally will win in the general election. Your vote today matters. And when we know traditionally less than 25% of people vote on primary day, we need to reverse the trend. We'd love to see more and more and more of you get out and vote today. With that said, I want to turn my attention now to somebody who is no stranger to this audience. He is, of course, my brother and friend, Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299, and the reason that I'm at Shanty Creek today. And, brother, it's a pleasure to have you here. Great to have you live, whether it's in the studio or it's right here at Shanty Creek. I kind of like the view from the doors a little better here than the view from the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tony. And I'm very glad you're here.
Well, I can't thank you enough. And looking forward to speaking with the brothers and sisters a little over an hour from now. I got a good one for you, I promise.
Oh, I'm sure you do, and you got to dial them up and get them focused and motivated. This is the second most important day of our year this year. The next one will be the general election.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. Let's talk about the delegates conference and why you're here this week.
We have a fall delegates meeting every year to go over agendas and platforms and things that the Teamsters' vision for that year is. Our sole vision this year is our general election. That is the focus here today, and protect our jobs for the people of Michigan. We have 170 delegates here. We have officers and agents from all over the state. We have their delegates. It is a set of platforms at a stage so they can go back to their constituencies, their members at the workplace, and generate a buzz, get people off the couch, get them motivated, and get to the polls and vote. Today is a very important day for everybody in Michigan to use their voice. And believe me, every single one of these votes count because we're setting the stage for the fall.
How important is it, Kevin, and we'll keep it specific to the IBT for now, and we'll expand it out as we have this conversation, but how important is it to you that your membership get out and not just vote today, but really get engaged in the process? Because I know when we talk about precinct delegates, which, by the way, I am now on the ballot as a precinct delegate because of you. And did I tell you that?
No.
Because of you, I went out and put my name on the ballot as a precinct delegate in Dearborn Heights.
Glad to have you. You'll get
a
vote.
thank you. I appreciate that. But I thought, okay, you know, we preached, and I thought, no, I'm gonna make Kevin proud, and I'm gonna go out there and do this. So I did. Anyway, with that being said, how important is it that your membership, in a big way, get out and not only vote themselves, but get out the vote, period? I know a lot of these guys, and I've talked to them, they did absentee balloting, voting before they came up because they knew they were going to be here. In fact, I haven't met a guy that didn't do that, and a couple actually are leaving today so they can go home and vote. But how important is it that they get out there today?
It's extremely important. I mean, that is what the vision is here now. And, you know, with our joint counsel with Dave Robinson, Greg Nowak, all of us, and having Jim Hoffa here today, because Jim Hoffa is from Michigan, and he's going to set the national stage and a platform. It's important that you have the framework. You know, and a lot of our members and, you know, friends that we have that work in our community, they go to work every day. They work 10, 12 hours. They come home. They have dinner. They watch TV for a little while. They go to sleep. So you have to have people at the workplace educating them, motivating them, and getting them on the right issues, because there's a lot of people that get confused and misled by TV commercials and ads. If you're not in there educating them, they're pretty slick at doing the I got to be careful what I say. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, you know, it's as we take a look at issues, we're talking to Congressman Gary Peters, who the Teamsters did endorse. I can't imagine that was an easy decision to make. Not that he's not an incredible guy, he is, but you know, there are some real serious candidates in that 14th congressional district, and a lot of the congressional districts. You know, you take a look. We've talked about endorsements on this program before, so that we're not going to do that today. But when we look at primary day, when we look at the process of engagement, when we look at especially what's on the ballot come this fall, you know, we need to be very, very careful that we educate our membership. And we're all a member of something, whether it's a member of a union, a member of a community, if you're a member of a church. You know, people need to be educated on what's going on. That's a challenge for you folks. Now, do you do this at the union meeting? Do you do it through newsletters? How do you get out that message? Because there's a lot of stuff going on, especially in the general, man. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Well, we do multifaceted things. We do robocalls. We call our members robally. We do walks. We do handbilling. I try to engage a lot of our members and our stewards to take that day off work and be pollsters. Work out in the community in them polls, so you can hand out literature of people and wear that Teamster shirt and hand out literature for people. And you back up for a second what you said about Gary Peters and that in the race he's in. The important thing is with us is we had to vet candidates. And believe me, they had three great people in his race. But you have to vet the candidate, and unfortunately, you have to pick one out of the three, and there are three great people. And we put our message behind Gary Peters. I think Gary Peters is a phenomenal man. He fights for his community. And so we had to make a tough choice. Now, the general election, there is no tough choice. We're all in. But it's the toughest thing for a Democrat when you're vetting three good people is making the right one choice and disheartening a couple other people, but it's a choice you have to make.
Yeah, it is a choice that you have to make. You know, interestingly, and as you've got some of your membership here today, they're gonna go back with a certain message. But before we get to that, as I was talking to some of these men and women, and I was talking to quite a few of them, one of the challenges that they have, and Kevin, let's just be honest about it, that in the workplace, you don't have people that are politically active. And they've told me repeatedly, in fact, one of them said, three of them have said to me, what can we do to get our membership more engaged? And I said, invite me to your union meeting, because I'll get you going. That's not a problem. Invite me as often as you need to. I'll get you going. And I mean that. But that is a challenge, because part of the reason that you're here today is to educate these guys and these men and women to get them to go back into the workplace and then do the proselytizing they have to do. They need to then go back and be the community leader in that workplace. That's not an easy task, Kevin.
No, it's not an easy task. And we said it a minute ago, most of our people go to work 60 hours a week, and they're not in tune, really, what's going on. And they see these commercials. They see the ads out there. So you have to have a army of people from your workforce, your stewards, your committee people, your officers, your agents. I mean, my officers and agents will be in the field from now till General Election Day, and they will be educating. And back up to what you said about coming to your local union. You've been to mine many times, and that door is always open for you to come because you know how to motivate and educate people. And in my heart, you're a Teamster already.
I've always felt that.
We have to educate, and we have to continue to educate.
Let me, because I think that this is one of the critical elements, especially of a conference like this, is to give people an opportunity. As an example, Jim Hoff is here. A lot of these guys wouldn't have an opportunity, and he makes himself accessible. I mean, we're going to visit with him in about 15, 20 minutes here. But he makes himself accessible to the membership. I didn't see him hiding yesterday or the day before. Why is it important for them to have access to Mr. Hoff?
Well, it's important for both. It's important for him, and it's important for the members here. And, you know, he runs this across the nation for our union. He is our ambassador. He is our global leader. He is known globally, but it's important for him. And plus, Michigan is his home.
Right.
Michigan still is his home, always will be his home. And so he takes it personal when there's attacks like this. He will be in the streets in Michigan, not only, you know, for Michigan and for Obama in Michigan, but he's also going to be on a national tour. But it's important to our delegates to get to see the man is passionate, personal, he cares. He's not some guy that lives in some ivory tower that's not approachable. He'll sit down and talk and chat with everybody. Now, he'll give you his peace of mind.
But that's what we like about him.
And that's why he's the true leader. I mean, he'll debate with you, but at the end, he's going to have the final word of the debate.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. That's what we need. We need definitive leadership, and God knows that he's definitive leadership. I was talking to one of your officers yesterday, and we were having a discussion about how accessible Mr. Hoffa has been to the media. Now, he always has been, but really the last year much more so. And I'm going to ask him this when I see him. I think it's just been in response to the assault on workers. But, Kevin, I've seen that same change in you as well. Was there a strategic decision made that, you know what, we need to put ourselves out there a little more? There might be some danger in the media coming after us, but at the same time, we can't expect anybody to take our position but us, and so we've got to put ourselves out there.
It's just like what you do each and every day, Tony. If you're going to walk the walk, you've got to talk the talk. You've got to be out there, and if you're going to put yourself in a situation where they're going to put a target on you and start firing bullets at you, you got to stand up and take it. You got to be knowledgeable, educated, and you got to fight for them.
Quick break. We'll come back, Kevin, a little bit more right after.
First Chip with Tony Trivia.
I'll pay higher taxes. I look at it this way. I can pay higher taxes and people can have jobs, or I can pay lower taxes and I have my kid's teacher asking me for a loan because she's going to lose her house, which is true.
On 1310
WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous Traffic Watch.
Checking your commute, we've picked up a couple of new accidents. First one's over on 75 southbound at Adams Road. Has your left shoulder blocked. And also Telegraph Road southbound just before 12 Mile has your left and center lanes blocked. Also 275 southbound at Michigan Avenue. Still following an accident has your shoulder blocked involving two cars. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Drive through your local McDonald's and try the new Blueberry Pomegranate Smoothie. This healthy McCafe beverage is made with ripe blueberries, pomegranate juice, and creamy low-fat yogurt, and is only available for a limited time. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, mostly sunny skies and a high of 89. Tonight, the temperature drops down to a cool 68. Tomorrow, a few clouds roll in as we stay in the mid-80s. Right now, clear and 66 in the D. I'm Jeff with your First Shift Weather.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trupiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
This is U.S. Congressman Gary Peters, and I'm running for re-election in the 14th District. Other communities in this new district, like Pontiac, Southfield, and Oak Park, already know my passion for serving. They know my track record of getting things done, like helping President Obama pass the health care bill and save the auto industry. They know that I also helped create nearly 3,500 jobs in our area. And while I may not be from Detroit, the fights I've led in Congress have benefited struggling families across this city. That's why this message is for you, Detroit. I firmly believe that our region will never be successful without a vibrant city of Detroit. If you vote for me, I commit to you that no other candidate will ever outwork me, and that no other community will ever outweigh you. I'm asking for the honor of serving you in the new 14th Congressional District, and more importantly, I'm asking for your vote. I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members, a place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen, be heard, take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your commute, we picked up a couple of new accidents. First one's over on 75 southbound at Adams Road as your left shoulder block. And also Telegraph Road southbound just before 12 mile as your left and center lanes block. Also 275 southbound at Michigan Avenue, still following an accident as your shoulder block involving two cars. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, mostly sunny skies and a high of 89. Tonight, the temperature drops down to a cool 68. Tomorrow, a few clouds roll in as we stay in the mid-80s. Right now, clear in 66 in the D. I'm Jeff with your first shift weather.
Hallelujah and holy smokes. The biggest sinner on Wall Street has repented. He is Sandy Wheel, the dealmaker who turned our banks into financial supermarkets that tie us everyday customers to the profiteering schemes of global speculators. In the late 1980s, Wheel went on a decade-long merger binge, taking over Travelers Insurance, Smith Barney, and several other powerhouses of high finance, culminating in 1998 with his grabbing of Citibank. The empire was named Citigroup. Wheel was paid a king's ransom, and he was hailed as a genius. Only one problem. His conglomerated entity was illegal. After the financial collapse of 1929 led to the Great Depression, the Glass-Steagall Act was passed to protect people's deposits by prohibiting banks from also gambling in stocks, insurance schemes, etc. Picky, picky, said Weil, who simply hired a horde of lobbyists to get Washington to legalize his illegal structure by repealing the pesky law he was blatantly violating. In 1999, Congress dutifully nixed Glass-Steagall, and Wall Street promptly rushed to amalgamate more city groups, thus creating the too-big-to-fail system that, only 8 years later, did indeed fail. Weil's genius forced a multi-trillion dollar bailout on us taxpayers, including $45 billion for Citigroup itself. By then, though, the genius had retired with so much money he could afford to air-condition hell. This is Jim Hightower saying, but now, approaching 80 and perhaps hoping to avoid that destination, Weil is a born-again convert to the gospel of Glass-Steagall, calling for today's megabanks to be split up so they are not too big to fail. Wow! Redemption! Note, though, that St. Sandy is not returning any of the millions he pocketed from his devilish scheme, just in case he really does need to buy that air conditioner.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
This is U.S. Congressman Gary Peters, and I'm running for re-election in the 14th District. Other communities in this new district, like Pontiac, Southfield, and Oak Park, already know my passion for serving. They know my track record of getting things done, like helping President Obama pass the health care bill and save the auto industry. They know that I also helped create nearly 3,500 jobs in our area. And while I may not be from Detroit, the fights I've led in Congress have benefited struggling families across the city. That's why this message is for you, Detroit. I firmly believe that our region will never be successful without a vibrant city of Detroit. If you vote for me, I commit to you that no other candidate will ever outwork me and that no other community will ever outweigh you. I'm asking for the honor of serving you in the new 14th Congressional District, and more importantly, I'm asking for your vote. I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310WDTW.
And welcome back to First Shift. I'm Jeff Bradford, filling in for the moment as we are getting connected with Tony out in Shanty Creek Resort. He's live in Bel Air, Michigan, from the Teamsters Convention this morning. And just the joys of working with a live remote and live radio. So we are just trying to get reconnected with him. In the meantime, we're not going to just leave you in the lurch. No, we're going to bring to you a interview that happened last week with last week. Rashida Tlaib joined us, and what she had to say was very passionate, very, very interesting, and I'll just let it speak for itself. That's the famous phrase around here on First Shift, right? So here is the interview, Rashida Tlaib, joining Tony Trupiano right here on First Shift just last week.
Can't take care of themselves. I will tell you this, and I have been very critical of Maureen Stapleton, State Representative Maureen Stapleton, for some time now. She votes against things that matter to us. She voted against item pricing. She voted against teacher tenure. She votes with the Republicans a little too often for my liking. So she finds herself in a race against a colleague, and that colleague is Rashida Tlaib, who is joining me now to talk about this race and why you need to support her. And, of course, I do. Rashida, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. And thank you for giving us some of your time. I know you're very busy campaigning today.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. No, thank you for having me share how important it is to keep me in the House fighting for our families, especially our working families and our kids.
Well, you know, you happen to represent a slice of the of Michigan that needs passionate representation like very few communities do. There's so much going on within your community, especially your new community. And if we allow, at this point, if we allow you to be forced out of that job, it will profoundly and negatively impact the constituency there. We need you now more than we've ever needed you.
Well, you know, one of the things I tell people at the doors and what I think, you know, my current district, the families I represent now have said to people is, you know, Rashida doesn't just go to Lansing to press a button in voting. She does so much more. And, you know, I've raised the bar of what we expect, especially in the city of Detroit, when it comes to representation. And it just has to go way beyond legislation. It has to go way beyond just going to Lansing and, you know, voting a yes or a no. It has to be about getting access to services. It has to be about elevating the voices of your residents and using your office to bring, you know, justice to causes that doesn't take a bill to do that. It takes you organizing a group of people that may not be motivated to get together to stand up against big corporations or where city governments making the wrong choices, showing them that they have the power and that the 99% has so much more power than the 1%, and it doesn't cost one dime. It just takes passion and commitment to community.
Well, you know, in Representative Tlaib, you talk differently than most representatives even talk. You just use the phrase 99%. Most representatives wouldn't even be caught dead saying that. And I have to point this out to people that don't understand what's going on. There's a very conservative education group out of Washington, D.C., and I want people to hear me, out of Washington, D.C., that is throwing money at your opponent, and they're throwing big money at your opponent. Why are they so afraid of you, Representative? Why are they so afraid of your empowered voice?
I am as shocked as anyone else that $40,000 has been spent by this anti-public education they call themselves students first, but they don't really put students first. It's about privatizing everything that we call public education, a core value of our country, which is meaningful opportunity to public education. And they have a very different un-American vision of what that really means. And for me, a little state representative representing Detroit and running for Detroit Ecourse and River Rouge, here, a small little corner in Michigan, to have that kind of money flooding in to take me out, to me, it's an honor to be a target. To me, it just proves that I'm on the right side. And I got to tell you, Tony, it just motivates me. The day I found out, I think I've knocked 300 doors, and I was more eager and more motivated to get myself back there just to prove to them that they can flood as much money as possible. But people at the doors, people here back home are going to know that I'm the right candidate, that I really actually care about doing the right thing and showing them that not all Democrats are so-called independent Democrats. I've never even heard of that. You know, I got my opponent saying that to people. What is an independent Democrat? You're a Democrat or you're not. You got to be principled. I mean, there's things that are so important as a Democrat that you just can't waver on those values. You can't waver on those principles. And if you do once, that's it. You're not a Democrat. You just got to stick to representing the community. I mean, you just can't come out here and say you're a Democrat and go over there and vote the complete opposite. But I'm proud. I am so proud and honored to be a target of this organization.
Well, and of course, the teachers' unions here in the state of Michigan know who's on their side. The people that actually get up and go to work every day know who's on their side. And I said a little earlier, Representative Tlaib, that you not only know when to stand up, but to sit down for what's right. You know, let me remind this audience that you were one of the few people that went to Southwest Detroit and sat down and refused to allow them to close a school because you knew it was going to be the wrong thing to do. You are not afraid to show up when you need to show up.
Absolutely. And you have to go beyond that. We at my neighborhood service center, you know, I'm the only state representative that has a one-of-a-kind neighborhood service center where, you know, my residents don't have to go to Lansing to see me. They can come right here in the community, in the heart of the neighborhood, and come and get services they need and talk to me. Do you know what I've been doing for Southwestern High School parents who are so devastated about what's happening to their children's education? Is I've been filing complaints with the U.S. Department of Education, Civil Rights Division, about the injustice. A special education student, 14 years old, hearing impaired, speech impaired. Do you know she's on her third school in 2 years? Every single time they transfer her to a new school, they have to wait 6 months for assessments to be done on her. Her mother doesn't even know what to do. She hasn't been notified of what school to send her child to. She doesn't even know they're going to be equipped to even handle the great need that she has. That child, if you had met her, it would have put tears in your eyes to see the injustice of what's happening to our kids' education.
It's okay. I understand. I appreciate your passion. I mean, you know, I tell you that you inspire me to be better at what I do, and I'm not even a legislator.
It's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. I honor with everything that I have. I honor what you do. When I heard what happened, you know, we jumped through hoops to get you on the show today. We needed to tell your story. We need this audience to understand how critical it is that we return you to the state house. I can't imagine what it looks like without your voice. You must be there. It's that simple. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about this.
You know, I'm going to work hard. I'm just going to continue running a very clean grassroots campaign. You know, the door-to-door has always been, you know, the heart of how I run a campaign and get people to really know who I am and inspire them that, you know, going to the polls to vote for someone that you can actually consider almost you know, somebody you could turn to at any moment that's, you know, very approachable. I mean, people are just amazed sometimes that I give out my cell phone so freely, but I tell them I want to be accessible to you. I love that some of my seniors call my cell phone just to see if I would actually call them back or to see if I actually would pick up. And I show them, oh yeah, you deserve it. You deserve someone that's a true public servant that, you know, when I get there, I'm not going to say, oh well, no, you serve me. No. I serve you.
Yeah, well, let me just tell you. I just got an email from one of your constituents that said she gave me this is exactly what it said. She gave me her cell phone number, almost daring me to call her. Now I call her all the time just to make sure she's doing okay and that she's eating because she sometimes forgets to eat.
And now they're taking care of me in the most stressful time in my life right now is this campaign. And to see, you know, I have one mailer in a mailbox and, you know, residents are calling saying, oh my God, Rashida, you know, they sent two mailers out. And I was like, well, all I can afford is that one mailer, but I'm going to hit 100 more doors today just to beat out that $40,000 they pumped in and
well,
probably even more money that they're pumping
you
in.
You got us now and you've always had us and we're going to continue to beat the streets for you. We've got you in our hearts, in our minds, in our thoughts, and in our prayers. Rashida Tlaib, thank you so much for being with us today. You will be victorious on Tuesday.
Thank you, Tony.
You bet. Rashida Tlaib, amazing woman. We'll come back and talk more on the other side.
Well, and that was the interview we did last week with Rashida Tlaib. Tony interviewed her, and of course you could hear the passion coming out during that interview. On the other side of this break, though, while we continue on with this First Shift edition, or this Tuesday edition of First Shift, Diane Slavens joined us last week to talk about election. And by the way, today, primary day, election day, get out to the vote and get your thoughts, your values, your issues being heard. Get your say in it. Make sure that you get your decision out there and make a difference in what happens today. Diane Slavens joined us last week as well to talk about election fraud and changes in the way things are done with elections, with voting, and we'll bring to you that interview as this First Shift continues. I'm Jeff Radford. Tony Trupiano back in the studio tomorrow morning when we'll be joined by Joe DeSano, break down all the election and primary results. Also, Stephen Henderson from the Free Press will join us, and Planned Parenthood's Lori Lamoran. So a big show Wednesday morning as Tony comes back from Shanty Creek Resorts and the Teamsters Convention, where he's at right now, probably preparing his speech for a little bit later on today. Like I said, we'll be back with Diane Slavens on the other side. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
I've always thought it as something that's still holding the country back. You choose to love whoever you love. It's no different than discriminating against blacks. It's discrimination, plain and simple.
On 1310 WDTW.
I think it's the right thing to do, so whether it costs them votes or not, it's really not about votes. It's about people.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So, have yet to register to vote. I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
This is U.S. Congressman Gary Peters, and I'm running for re-election in the 14th District. Other communities in this new district, like Pontiac, Southfield, and Oak Park, already know my passion for serving. They know my track record of getting things done, like helping President Obama pass the health care bill and save the auto industry. They know that I also helped create nearly 3,500 jobs in our area. And while I may not be from Detroit, the fights I've led in Congress have benefited struggling families across the city. That's why this message is for you, Detroit. I firmly believe that our region will never be successful without a vibrant city of Detroit. If you vote for me, I commit to you that no other candidate will ever outwork me, and that no other community will ever outweigh you. I'm asking for the honor of serving you in the new 14th Congressional District, and more importantly, I'm asking for your vote. I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trupiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
And without further ado, we'll bring to you that interview I was talking about before the break. Diane Slavens joining Tony last week, and here's what she had to say.
One of the most respected, and certainly somebody I respect a great deal in the State House, is Democrat Diane Slavens from Canton. Diane, along with the Democratic caucus, have announced a series of reforms to deal with election reform and election fraud, especially in light of what happened with the Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger, and former Democrat turncoat Roy Schmidt. Something needed to be done. The question is, will the Republicans embrace this common sense change? Last week, Representative Slavens had a press conference. Unfortunately, we weren't able to cover it at that time as we were very busy with the AFT convention, but she agreed to join us this morning to talk about a series of bills and a constitutional amendment. And Representative Slavens, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Well, good morning, Tony, and thank you so much for inviting me onto your show.
Well, it is. It's truly my pleasure. You know, we're going through some incredibly difficult times, and there's no question, not just economically, but politically. And we see what's happening. Some of us are getting, it's getting to the point, and I know you're seeing this, you're up for re-election, you're knocking a lot of doors, so you're spending a lot of time with constituents. And I've got to imagine that they're reaching out to you, Representative Slavens, and they're saying, isn't there something we can do to hold some of these folks accountable?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I have been getting numerous phone calls and emails from constituents asking for the speaker to step down. As you probably know by now, a few weeks ago, the Kent County prosecutor issued a report that found the Republican House Speaker Jace Bolger and Representative Roy Schmidt colluded to attempt to rig an election. Their scheme included a 22-year-old family friend who didn't even live in the district the day before the filing deadline and signed a fake. So Representative Schmidt had set up to get a fake Democrat challenger in exchange for agreeing to stay on the ballot and not run a real campaign. Representative Schmidt offered to pay up to $2,000 from his campaign fund to the 20-year-old young man and also to his son who helped set this up. When the prosecutor uncovered the text messages between Speaker Bolger and Representative Schmidt that clearly showed the two were working together to rob the 90,000 people in his district of a fair election, he found nothing in Michigan election law that prohibited their behavior. Even though he didn't press charges, the prosecutor, who himself is a Republican, did call Speaker Bolger and Representative Schmidt's action a travesty, and he urged the legislature to close some loopholes in election law that would so allow Speaker Bolger and Representative Schmidt, to have to step down. And we actually introduced in January a package of bills to do just that. And unfortunately, the speaker has not allowed those bills to be heard in the committee to be brought onto the House floor to vote on. And that's one thing I tell my constituents all the time. The speaker has a huge role in the legislature. He's the one who picks and chooses when we're going to vote on a bill, where those bills initially start in committee. And with these unethical actions that he has done is truly concerning. You have to wonder what else has happened behind the scenes.
Well, you know, and Diane, this is really frustrating. I would imagine as a lawmaker, it's very frustrating when you have something in place. I was thinking aloud because, in fact, you and I talked about these proposed bills back in late January, the last time we had you on the show. And what I find interesting about this is you have to wonder. Now, we don't know when they began their discussions about switching parties, but you have to wonder, did he put off allowing that to be introduced, knowing full well that he would end up having to pay a very steep price for what he had planned to do?
Exactly, exactly. There's a lot of questions, and so, like I say, I am having constituents email and phone call me, and even as I'm at the doors, people are beginning to question this as it's becoming, the papers and the radios are talking more and more about this. And people in my community, just throughout the great state of Michigan, they're concerned about school funding. They're concerned about jobs. You know, they're concerned about making ends meet and their for their families. The last thing they want to do is worry about ethics up in Lansing.
Well, it's clear to me, and I think it's clear to you and to most people, that there does need to be some accountability. So let's talk about what these bills and this constitutional amendment would actually do, Diane.
Sure. Well, a couple of things, ending the revolving door between the legislature and the lobbyists. We have a 2-year cooling off period. Right now, since we have term limits, often once someone is termed out, they look at becoming a lobbyist. And there are questions there because once you leave office and you start working for, I'm not going to name any companies, but how did you vote your last year in office? Were you voting for your constituents or were you voting to get that job as a lobbyist? Another one is just disclosing our financial dealings so the public knows when the legislatures are voting on bills that benefit themselves. Docking our pay, another thing. A lot of my colleagues don't show up to vote, and so we need to make sure that they're not getting paid if they're not there. Ending the pay-to-play culture that allows campaign donors to receive large state contracts, another huge issue. And then increasing the fines for election fraud. Right now it's $1,000, bumping it up to $10,000. Giving the last-minute party switching, if that happens, allowing the filing date to extend 14 days. To give the party a chance to find someone to run for that seat who's would be a good legislator. Then requiring candidates to live in the district for 60 days before running for office. You don't want people moving into your community like, well, Representative Schmidt's son's friend who moved in that day that he ran for office. And then returning campaign contributions following a party switch for one calendar year backwards. Representative Schmidt, many of us were helping him with fundraisers, on the weekends going knocking doors for him. He was worried he'd lose his seat. He raised a lot of money, and if this bill was in effect, he would have had to turn in all the money he raised 1 year prior to switching parties.
You know, let me ask you. There has been a rumor that you had had lunch with Roy Schmidt literally a day or two before he made his switch, and that he never intimated to you in any way, shape, or form that he was going to switch parties. Is there any truth to that rumor?
Yeah, let me tell you. I have a constituent in my district who she sells solar panels. And she was very interested. She's got a wonderful idea. And I had thought, since Representative Schmidt was minority chair of energy and technology, I thought it would be great for her to sit down with him and we could talk a little bit about her ideas. And it happened to be the day that he stepped down. So I was so shocked when I drove home that night and my staff called me and said he had switched parties, because all of us had worked quite well with Roy. We didn't know he was unhappy or anything. And he seemed very interested in my constituent's idea, and it was literally that day. In fact, at 1 o'clock we had caucus, so I had said, you know, we need to go on to caucus, and he said, I have to run back to my office, and so I ran to caucus. So I had no idea at all.
And I would imagine at some level you had to have felt betrayed. I mean, to be that close to him that soon before this happened, for him not to say anything to you, I don't know, that's just very misleading. You know what, Representative Savins, let me ask you before we have to let you go, with regard to this series of bills and this constitutional amendment, are the Republicans now responding to this, or are they, because they ultimately, they control the agenda. And crazy thing, it's the Speaker himself that makes the decision what you discuss in committee and what you don't. Any movement on these bills?
You know, not yet, and we're not in, we are not back until mid-August again, and at that time, I'm going to be walking around to the other side of the floor, pushing to make sure that we get this legislation heard in committee and then pushed out on the floor. I would think the pressure after all of this is the Speaker, I would imagine, would feel the pressure to do just that, but we'll see.
Well, nothing will surprise us, unfortunately, if he doesn't do it. I want to thank you so much for your time this morning. My best to your husband, Mark, please.
Okay, thank you very much, Tony.
You bet. State Representative Diane Slavens, this is something that we're going to continue to keep an eye on, folks. As you know, this is something that's important to all of us, no matter what your political stripes might be.
And, of course, voting is something very important as well for whatever you want to vote for, if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, whatever. Today's the day to get your voice heard, so make sure you head out to the polls And we've had some reports of problems already, but of course, most places I would assume working fine, and it's just important to get out there and make your voice heard. That'll do it for today. Tony, like I said, we'll be back in studio tomorrow. We'll be joined by Joe DeSano, Stephen Henderson, Lori Lambrand, and of course, yours, phone calls as well, tomorrow morning, 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW. I'm Jeff Radford. And I guess we'll see you tomorrow morning. So, like I said, get out there and vote. Make sure your voice is heard. It's a big day. As you've heard many a times on this show, Tony's voting commercial. It is a big deal. Vote, vote, vote. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. And as Tony...